You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. That music means it's time for Catch Up on Sports with Mark Carmen. Carm is on the line, but I do want to take a call. I'm sorry, Carm. Can you? Hey, Carm, do you mind holding on a second? I'll put you under pressure so that you have to say it. It's okay.
Patty?
Yes.
I cannot hold on. I have to go right now. No, take as many calls as you want.
Are you watching?
Waiting patiently.
Are you watching the convention coverage of the RNC?
I watched some. I wouldn't say I'm attached to it to your level. No,
I'm not attached to it. Here, let's see what Mike thinks. Hey, Mike, what do you think of the convention so far?
Hey, how you doing, Patty?
Doing well, thank you.
I think this current convention, actually, I kind of hate it, and I'm actually a political junkie that actually watches the conventions every 4 years. I voted for Bush and Obama at least once. These
Ooh.
Kinds of things I look forward to because for me, it does actually, it kind of shows not just the platform of what the party actually stands for, what the candidate's going to, at least put forward. We can at least judge them from then and there. And even the speakers that are on the lineup, they at least show you what, the members of the party that you might not actually know about, but hey, these are the up and comers of that particular party. And I can at least focus on.
Right.
This
right.
one, I can't do that. I mean, so you're telling me like Scott Baio or
sorry,
it's like a really bad minor league farm system.
Yeah,
right. Like who's up? I mean, who's up next? Who's the one with the big idea that I might want to like pay attention to up down the road? Which is actually the reason the big highlight from tonight was actually the Ted Cruz speech, because at least if you do not know what conservatism is,
I have trouble with
in
that
the
too.
RNC. In the RNC, if you watch that speech by Ted Cruz, at least you know what he wants the party to stand for.
Right.
And for me, at least that's what I come to expect from a convention speech until he got booed off the stage.
Yeah, that was interesting to me that he got booed off the stage. What are you looking forward to next week's convention?
Next week's convention, I am. Actually, I think it's going to be completely different than this one. Because this one, it was like the sky is falling and the earth is crumbling. Well, I think next week, a large part of it is going to be, hey, you know what? Obama's really not destroying the earth on purpose.
What?
What? Well, Mike, will you check in with us next week and tell us if you think, because in your the description of your call, it says that the RNC is a dumpster fire. Let us know what adjectives you would use or what description you would use for the DNC next week. Sound good?
Rigged.
Sure. I'll call next Wednesday.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. And we don't even know who the VP is going to be yet for Hillary's ticket. Carm, so many things. First of all, Carm, let's just say that it's very exciting that the Cubs have at least taken 2 of 3 from the Mets. I'm very happy about that.
Look at you, Patty, following the Republican National Convention and then all over a Cubs 2 out of 3 with the New York Mets. That's impressive. Yes, it was a good... It's been a good start to the second half for the Chicago Cubs, no doubt. And today was a good win. Last night was tough, but, long baseball season, bounce right back at a W, win the series, all good.
Well, especially because we went into the All-Star break with what? We had lost 8 out of 9? It was a little dismal.
It was a very rough stretch, but, the way I remember the end of the All-Star break is, the Cubs winning the final game in Pittsburgh. So it kind of felt like everything
right.
was sort of, there was at least some form of ooh, thank you. Okay, that was a
right.
decent win.
Right.
They had lost 5 in a row before that, 2 to the Reds and 1 to Atlanta at home and then 2 in Pittsburgh. But then they got that last win and, they were 7 games up at the break and who would ever complain in the history of Cubland, right? But you're 7 games up at the All-Star break, 18 games over 500.
That sounds so good. Those are good numbers.
They're sitting at 7 games in front of St. Louis right now, 20 over. So the Cardinals are playing decent out of the break as well, hanging around there. But the Cubs have played a lot less games at home. So there's that. Cubs have only played 46 at home, Patty, while St. Louis has played 51. Now, the Cardinals actually have played terrible at home. But, the Cubs made a trade today. Are you excited about the trade?
What's the trade? I'm not familiar.
So they traded Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo. I mean, those guys were pretty cool.
What? Stop it. It's not
got
funny.
A lot of minor league it's prospects though. Very excited.
Did you? I don't even know what muscle just twitched, but I was like, "That's not. Yeah. That's not a funny joke." Yeah. I don't like that.
Now they traded a guy at AAA who's going to be a good player, but he's blocked by Rizzo. His name is Dan Vogelbach, and they got a left-handed reliever who also could be a starter by the name of Mike Montgomery, who is 27 years old. And Theo seems to think he's about to break into his own. He's already a good pitcher. So they needed help in that bullpen. They needed help on the left side. And Theo, we should have seven statues built around Wrigley Field.
Well, I mean, I think he seems to have decent instincts on these kinds of things. I mean, Arrieta was you know, an average pitcher when he got him, wasn't he?
Well, he was, I'd say, below average at that point.
I didn't want to be harsh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he identified a guy with a ton of talent, and they made, you know, a reasonable trade, and at the time, and it turned out to be, you know, a home run.
He looked good last outing too. He had a few walks, but he looked better than beforehand.
Yeah, no doubt. He threw 74% of his pitches for strikes, which is a very strong number. Jake Arrieta likes, so that was good.
I have a strange gender thing to say when I posted something of myself on Facebook, it was removed for being distasteful, and then people started sending me pictures of Arrieta being completely naked. And now when I think of him, I only think of him in that windup with his leg all the way up and kind of seeing a lot more of him than I thought I ever would. Does that happen to guys when you see someone who's naked? All of a sudden, that's the only way you can see them for a while? Like, that's the first image that pops in your mind?
I could think of 37 people. No,
right?
No, I don't know. I guess that depends. When I see Arrieta, I see the Mets striking out right now, and that as a Braves fan really pleasures me. But I have not looked at him nude yet. So,
oh, you haven't seen his nude? Hold on, let me get.
No, yeah, please, let's look it up right now.
Esmeralda, have you seen the nude photos of Arrieta?
I have.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
He's very well trained.
One would hope. I'm sorry. I just flashed that. You know what? I need to go see him. I need to go see him pitch, and I think I will
see him
be
in a different art medium.
Exactly. Just, I think, you know, on the mound.
Don't you think it's cool, Patty, where they're like, hey, Jake, do you want to come on out to the desert? You know, we'll pick you up in Mesa at the Cubs training facility. We're going to bring you out to the desert. We're going to build a pitching mound. And we're going to have you get totally nude, and we'll give you a baseball mitt.
Yep.
And
that's
it. Terry cloth robe, and we're going to interview you, and it'll be cool. And he's like, I'm all in. Let's do it.
Yeah. No, it's great. The entire issue was fascinating to me, and it was a great conversation. He is a tremendous pitcher, and I think that he talks a lot about what it takes to get to that point physically and, you know, intellectually to get into the mindset of being who he has become. I think he's remarkable as an athlete.
Did you see the new addition coming to Wrigley Field, Patty?
What's the new addition? The hot dog pizza?
This is the American Airlines 1914 Club, 7,200 square foot area being built as the VIP experience. They're going to be digging underneath home plate. So they're creating for the fans, the 600 season ticket holders that have tickets right between the dugouts behind home plate. They're building a special amenity type of deal, and it's, you know, basically like the White Sox have their scout seat. The Cubs are doing the same thing. And
well, Pink Hat guy's got to be excited about that.
Pink Hat guy is all in.
He's all in, no doubt.
He's already envisioning the carved meat he's going to be eating.
That's right. Man, that guy can talk, by the way.
Rooms. Nice. Dedicated entrance, upscale food, beverage offerings, padded seating.
Finally, man. Those people I'm so glad that that's happening for them.
Why is it called the 1914 Club? I mean, shouldn't it be the 1908 Club?
Good question.
All right, we'll get...
I think 1914 was the year that... Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's something going on. It's going to open in 2018. I'll try to find out here.
All right. Take a moment, and we'll come back to you. You go out. You go do your extra credit work. We're hanging out with Mark Carman. Follow him on Twitter, @TheCarm, and on Facebook, Mark Carman. Every Saturday and Sunday, he hosts The Beat from 3 to 7 on Saturdays and 3 to 6 on Sundays.
You know, they might call it 1914 because that's when Wrigley Field opened.
I was wondering if that was going to be it.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Well, ask and answer then. Let's see what else Carm can tell us when we come back on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by Brandon C. Price, who is the CEO and mastermind behind Vamp, the music, comedy, and drinking show, celebrating their 2-year anniversary this weekend at MCL in Chicago. Go to vampchicago.com for more information. That's Friday and Saturdays at 10:30. On the line with us is Mark Carman, who is the host of The Beat on Saturdays and Sundays. And co-hosts vary. I would say sometimes it's Adam Hogue, sometimes it's Jared Payton, and that's all I know, really. Right, Carm?
It's a little bit there. That's true. This Saturday, Sam Paniana.
Sam's in there.
Adam's chair.
How's his brother doing? I know that. Well, we probably should check in with him. I don't know if it's fair to ask you to update us on Sam Panianovich's brother's pitching career.
Well, I wouldn't have the answer for you, but I do know that Sam had some Facebook posts. I think he got promoted up a level.
Wow. So, how cool is that? Yeah. Be on the lookout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't have any brothers that have that type of talent, although brother Bruce Carman did play #1 singles for the University of Chicago back in the day, Patty, so don't sleep on that.
No, I'm impressed, as we all should be with that, and thank you so much for enlightening us about it.
Thank you. Of course, my brother did not endorse me at the Tennis Republican National Convention.
The nerve of him. What other? How are the Sox doing? Are they? Because they were having a tough time going into the All-Star game.
All-Star very break. Very rough week for the White Sox. Lost today on a walk-off, 6-5 in 11 innings. The big one, though, earlier in the week, they won yesterday, but the day before they were up 3-0 in the ninth and gave up 4. And if you haven't heard the audio of Hawk Harrelson not saying anything for 50 seconds after, they were up 3-1, 2 outs, and Adam Lindman, a 3-run homer, and Hawk's call was, "That's deep."
Yikes.
Yeah, that's a ball game. And then all you heard was just the Seattle crowd cheering for 50 seconds. We'll see you next time.
Oh man! That's the way to stay impartial.
Yikers! Wow.
I enjoy biased announcers. I think if you're working for the White Sox or the Cubs, Harry Carey back in the day. I mean, I don't need a national broadcast on the home broadcast.
Right.
For sure. I mean, some of the greatest calls that you always remember growing up are definitely the home team calls. The Sid Bream call in '92. That is one of my family's chants.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was one of the greatest things that's ever happened to anyone.
I can't believe you just referenced Sid Bream. That's awesome.
That's the man my ever. And he is safe. Braves win. Braves win. Just so everyone knows.
We get to reminisce. It's not a great season.
We used to win 30 years ago.
I was going to say, it's been tough for you. It's been tough. Craig, are you still sweating out the season with the Yankees?
I am actually supremely disappointed they're winning baseball games right now. It's inconceivable. They're not going to win everything. They're not good enough. They're not going to make the right changes to be
but
good
as
enough.
A, can you really
sell
cut
your
them
players,
off?
Yankees? Sell the players.
But as a fan, do you really want to watch
get
that?
Get younger.
September?
Get people that are good at stuff. Stop winning games now. Well, lose. Everyone beat them, please. I'm still paying attention.
This is an interesting question for you, Patty. One of those guys that Craig wants the Yankees to trade is Aroldis Chapman, who
for Chris Bryant.
Right. Well,
you can't
and
have
a player
him.
To be named.
Yeah, you can't have.
Right. Well, Aroldis Chapman was in a domestic violence abuse situation where he allegedly, I think I need to say, was choking his girlfriend and fired 8 shots the air. Now, the Yankees took him on after that. And now they may trade Aroldis Chapman because they're perhaps out of it. Now, if you're the Cubs, and, I mean, this guy is a lockdown stud closer. Like, you get him the ball in the ninth inning, you have a lead, the game is over. So, if you're the Cubs, are you going to take a guy like that on your team And let's just say, you know, that locks in that you're going to win the World Series. Are you willing to have a guy on the mound who, by the way, is pitching the ninth inning? So when they win it, great chance that he'll be throwing the baseball. I mean, do you want that guy or would you rather roll the dice?
I'd rather roll the dice, but that's me. I'm not a sort of rabid fan. I'm impressed with the entire collection of incredible players that we have with the Cubs. So that if given that choice with a team we have, I would not. I would be like, well,
that is
roll
not
the dice.
Your only choice of closer esque people.
Yeah,
that
he's
are
the only
New
one
York
that can
Yankees.
Throw 103.
No, but he. I don't think he's the best one. I think Andrew Miller is a much better pick, right, Carm?
The Yankees, though, they've had A-Rod, they've had Teixeira, they've had their share of terrible people.
Right. We currently have to. Yeah, this is all true, and we still have A-Rod.
Right.
Aroldis is throwing pitches at 105 miles per hour.
He's a free agent
That's
at the
nonsense.
End of the year. Andrew Miller, I think you want him, and you want to give us good players for him, and he's a good human. So
yeah. Right.
These
well,
are all ideas.
True, he is. He scores higher on the human scale, but he's going to be more expensive prospect-wise. Aroldis being a free agent at the end of the year, you don't have to give up as much. Giving up less is always preferable. I'm conflicted on it.
What if he goes the Josh Hamilton route and comes out and says, "I'm like a public apology that doesn't sound like a PR move."
No, that
and...
didn't happen. He said the opposite, actually.
Oh, what did he say?
If you remember Mark correctly, he said that a lot of stuff was overblown. It wasn't what you've been hearing, and he's just here to play
right.
baseball.
Okay.
Right.
Were there charges pressed against him?
Yes.
And
I don't know if they were pressed though. Did they actually press charges against him, or was it just the fact that? Charges were considered that he got suspended because I don't think they actually pressed charges.
It never went far, but he's the first player in baseball who was suspended for the incident without any charges actually being filed.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
so
right.
Baseball probably had a pretty good idea it happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Carm, anything else before we go? We have to run for the news.
Let's just congratulate the Chicago Bulls on winning the Summer League title, Patty. It was an incredible accomplishment on Monday night. We had a massive celebration out in Morton Grove after our softball game, watching the Bulls win the Summer League. Congrats to Fred Hoiberg, Bobby Portis, and the MVP of the finals, Jerry and Grant. It was it's a huge win. So,
wow, and also to the Water Boys. Carm, thank you so much for hanging out with us, and we look forward to having you back in the studio sometime.
Yes, next week. And I'll be continuing the show right now on the sidewalk, on the corner of Racine. And Addison. So.
All right, cool. Go find Carm out on Addison Racine. We're up to this on 720 WGN.